Bike taxi ban in Karnataka, IMAI steps in.
India's VCs are going all in on AI startups.
What's the deal with Meta and the governments of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Maharashtra?
UPI hiccups are raising big questions.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Chandra, hi. So before we get into our top stories, here are some details on a big development in the gig economy and urban mobility space. So this is all about the bike taxi ban in Karnataka. So the Internet and Mobile Association of India, or IAMAI, has written to the government urging them to involve industry stakeholders while drafting the bike taxi policy. So this is coming just a week after Karnataka High Court ordered bike taxi players like Ola, Uber, Rapido, everyone to stop service within the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, so this includes forming a joint committee with officials, industry players, as you said, like Ola, Uber, Rapido, Swiggy, Zomato, and even bike taxi unions. The idea is to come up with guidelines that are balanced and inclusive.
Yes, so IAMAI has also made a pitch for temporary permits for aggregators who meet safety standards. That way they can continue operating while the final policy takes shape. So we'll have to wait and see how the government responds to this. But next up, let's check out how venture capital firms in India are on an AI deal-making spree, and it's wild out there.
Well, sources told us that at least 6 Indian AI startups are in advanced stages of fundraising. Big names like Axel, Prosus, Stellaris, Vertex, all of them are cutting checks. Some as big as $5 million. Others like Golden Sparrow investing in early stage startups like Hosted AI with smaller 400,000 tickets.
That's right. Yeah. So just to name a few AI startups here, Vaya, August AI, Arivihan, Pivot AI and Hakimo AI. Honestly, if you're building something with AI in your name, there's a good chance a VC is knocking on your inbox.
And it's not just hype. These deals signal how bullish VCs are about AI's potential in India. Whether it's next-gen search, enterprise automation or tools for coders, the use cases are exploding.
Yes, so we've been also seeing how older SaaS firms are now raising to pivot to AI, because staying relevant in 2025 basically means getting an AI upgrade.
Right. Now, speaking of AI and big tech, Meta is working on something very local and very ambitious.
That's right. So Meta India head Sandhya Devanathan told us that they are teaming up with several state governments to bring hundreds of citizen services onto WhatsApp.
Right. So instead of hopping between websites or phone numbers, one WhatsApp chat bot is hoping to do the trick. Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Odisha already on board. And Andhra is leading the way there. Manamitra chatbot now offers 200 services and has clocked over 5 million transactions.
Right. So what's even more interesting is that Meta wants to integrate its Llama AI model to make these services smarter and more accessible, especially in Indian languages. So Llama 3.1 added Hindi support in 2024, and future versions will likely support even more regional languages.
So looks like Meta is betting big on AI-driven governance and, of course, the India market.
Yes. So now let's talk about something that kind of shook India a little bit during the weekends, or at least it did for me. What a bad time to have got into an auto without cash. Yes. So we are talking about digital payments and UPI, which has been seeing some worrying outages.
So in the last 18 days, there have been 4 outages, which is unprecedented. And 2 of them happened right at the source, the NPCI servers.
Yes, so usually if one bank server goes down, we switch apps or banks. But if NPCI, which runs the UPI, goes down, the entire system takes a hit.
So let's talk scale. UPI is now doing 7,000 transactions a second, 4 lakh a minute, and 65% of that is merchant payments, which means outages don't just disrupt a few chats, they impact commerce across the country, from tea shops to kirana stores to hospitals.
Right, so UPI handles 83% of all digital transactions in India. Its dominance is impressive, but also makes the system fragile if hiccups happen.
So the takeaway here is it might take time to build resilience into the system because this has scaled up rapidly. Diversifying infrastructure, improving redundancy, because no one wants to be stuck holding their phone and an unpaid bill. In fact, some fintech executives are demanding that the RBI bring back the NUE idea, which is RBI's new umbrella entity framework. The NUE, or new umbrella entity, is a framework that was proposed by the RBI to create alternatives to the NPCI, which currently handles the bulk of India's digital payments, including UPI.
Yes, so let's hope a solution comes in sooner so we are not stuck. So that's a wrap for today's news roundup. We hope you found these stories interesting. Shout out to our reporters from the Startup and Tech Bureau for the stories we spoke about today.
We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on all platforms, including the Money Control website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. See you next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.